Elon Musk sends out just one Kamala retweet over the weekend, 130 million views. Look, they try to kill him every couple of months. Another assassin comes for him. In fact, it's becoming such a problem that he was actually asked at a recent shareholders meeting, like, you know, can you tell us what you're doing to stay alive? That's why he's so identified with Donald Trump almost getting killed a couple weekends ago. And he is. They are going to have to deal with him after the election. He's going to have to be taken out of the helm of Twitter one way or another. You're going to see that happening. Here's what he retweeted this weekend. It's hilarious. It's an AI-generated ad, and it says it right there on the front, so nobody's being deceptive here. The idea is this is what Kamala Harris would say if she told the truth. Here you go.
Senility of the debate. I, Kamala Harris, and your Democrat candidate for president, because Joe Biden finally exposed the senility of the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. You think the country went to shit over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, one of the many classics circulating on Twitter that you can actually see right now. Folks, the recreation of Kamala Harris is unbelievable to watch. And I got to give Trump credit. The ads he's running right now are amazing. This one is a minute and 54 seconds long. It is entirely mainstream media. So it's not our media, it's their media. And this is before she ever announced, telling you who she is, what she stands for, and how terribly unpopular that is. She is. Take a listen. You're not going to find this kind of thing on other censored social media.
There are reports that say that you have the lowest approval rating of any vice president.
Well, there are polls that also say I have great approval ratings.
Swing voters don't like Harris. How big a drag is Kamala Harris on the ticket?
She's a pretty big drag. I think she was arguably Biden's worst political decision.
They don't like her. There's lots of reasons they don't like her.
Kamala Harris's approval rating is now at 28%, which is an historic low for any modern vice president.
We're hearing it from mainstream media, one outlet after another, one leak after another, that Kamala Harris is the worst vice president ever, the worst politician ever.
We don't see the vice president. What people are saying to me, and I'm sure they're saying it to you, where is the vice president? Some White House officials are feeling that she came off looking unprepared for inevitable questions about when she might visit the southern border.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. I don't understand the point that you're making.
The point that Lester Holt was making was obvious to anyone else who was watching this interview, which is that the issues at the border are inextricably linked with the portfolio that she's been given.
The border is secure. We have a secure border.
Bidenomics is working.
Prices have gone up. And
families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, the gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
He picked Kamala Harris to be his running mate. She was ranked and is ranked as the most liberal senator in the United States Senate. So he could have gone the other way, but he went to the left.
So devastating. And that was Joe Scarborough. She's got a 28% approval rating. That was not now, but before. That was a full 10 points lower than Joe Biden's at the time. So this shows you why Barack Obama did not want to endorse her, why he didn't want to pick her, and why it was such a big deal that Biden jumped in there, endorsed her, and made it so they can't get her. They can't get her out of the way. Texter writes, Harris is a female clone of Obama. No, I would disagree. They want to make her into that. They're going to try to make her into that. Obama has far better social skills. Kamala Harris has just very minimal social skills. It shows every time she gets on the stump. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. There are a lot of questions to be answered regarding the attempted assassination of President Trump. What truly baffles me is why haven't we seen Crook's parents? We actually have seen Crook's parents. They did an interview with him leaving the grocery store. He says he can't talk yet because his attorneys told him not to, but they were eventually due an interview. But anyway, you could have missed that because there's a lot of coverage of it. Why have there been no interviews? They are rumored to be mental health professionals who might be expected to have insights. I'm sure there will eventually be an interview. His dad said there would. So we will see. Texter writes, hey, Tira, they plan to win either way. They have a large cash chest from Biden to use with the Senate and the House, and they are fundraising for Harris. Now, the texter writes, don't underestimate Kamala. She will focus heavily on pro-abortion policies. Many women place abortion rights above all other issues. Yes, including being able to feed the children they did not abort. Don't ask me. I'm not a liberal woman. Texter writes, Democrats have been cheating for a long time. Normal Americans haven't been voting for this. And finally, college-educated white Democrat women are going to be the death of America. I think that's essentially what J.D. Vance was trying to warn us of, but they're twisting his words.